There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Seven after the hour, Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn. Wow.
Aloha.
Well, you know, we don't sound too enthusiastic about being back. What's your problem?
Milky Licky Maca, my friend.
I'll say that to your friends. Hey, what?
You want to know the state fish of Hawaii? Do you?
The goldfish, what?
Humu humu nuku nuku apu a'a.
I thought it was tuna.
No.
I thought it was mahi mahi. Ah, go say that again fast.
Huma huma nuka nuku apa a.
Ladies and gentlemen, you may be surprised to hear that Jennifer Horney spent the last week in Hawaii
practicing how to say the state fish of Hawaii.
Right, exactly.
I was there completely on research for a week studying the Huma.
Yes, you were. I know you were. Right.
How many drinks did it take you to learn how to say that?
Just about 74.
All right, so Jen is back. And you, I don't know that we have Rishi had Molly and Jennifer on at the same time together, have we?
Oh, sure.
We have.
The week before.
She studied the state fish of Hawaii, too. Right, Molly?
Really? Well, yeah, I learned about it actually in Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Oh,
that movie, remember?
I do.
Okay, it's a little too much for me. Richie doesn't know what we're talking about, neither does Kenny, so let's keep moving. Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, Molly Page, Jennifer Horn on the Good Day program. You'll notice that cleverly at DougSteffen.com, we have listed the top 10 talk topics of this past week. We're asking you, as we usually do at this point in the week, to tell us which one is the most important one for you. I said I thought it was the Freddie Gray thing. There are others who have... As a matter of fact, Kenny, how's the voting going? It's a little early, but sometimes there's an indication by this time as to what people think. And then they'll be commenting, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show, about some of the items that are there. You want to give us some insight?
So far, comment-wise, Freddie Gray is still probably the biggest.
All right, so let's deal with Freddie Gray for a moment. And then I'm going to give you my theory on some of the things that are in the story list, the talkers list. The Freddie Gray thing has taken Richie would say to me, wow, what are we going to talk about this for? There's nothing new. Ah, but there is something new.
Let's hear it.
Freddie Gray's still dead. That hasn't changed.
Right.
But apparently the police have said that it was Mr. Gray's, or at least you can read between the lines, maybe it might have been Mr. Gray's fault that his neck was broken because he didn't put his seatbelt on in the back of the police cruiser.
Now, well, that's how it was reported by some of the news media today. That's how it was worded. The police union's lawyer is saying that he was left without a seatbelt during his trip to the station.
Right.
But, of course, no cameras inside the police van.
Well, how does a guy whose legs and hands are shackled put on his seatbelt? Somebody want to explain that to me?
Precisely. Yeah. And that's why, you know, things can be skewed by the media, depending on what outlet you're listening to.
That changes this from extreme abuse to extreme neglect.
Yeah. Well, it is neglectful, and other people have been paralyzed on the way to the police stations and the vans as well by
because
not being...
your hands are...
You mean in that community or in general?
There was definitely one that I know of that's being reported in Baltimore. There were others in different areas in Philadelphia. Yeah.
Yeah, there have been charges that they do this on purpose.
Right.
To the to those who have been arrested.
I haven't, no, I don't know, because I haven't ever been arrested, so I'd ask you boys. And Doug.
I'm your guy.
No, wait a minute, no. Let's ask Doug, because he's been arrested.
And, you know, I'm guessing you guys are the ones with experience here.
I was shackled, and I had a
seatbelt.
I sat on a wooden, we didn't have seatbelts in the back of the car. It was a wooden seat that I rode in.
Well, okay, then. Were you arrested for a little
riding,
boy?
Right?
Like, how long ago was that?
No, it was a Ford Crown Victoria. They take the seats out, and they put wooden seats in
really?
In the cruisers in Framingham, yeah. don't know why they do that.
I was in the back of a paddy wagon once,
yeah,
handcuffed
uh-huh.
to a drug dealer.
Right, nice.
And they did not seatbelt us.
All right, so Richie's been arrested. I've been arrested. Kenny, you ever been arrested?
I wasn't arrested. Sorry.
You were in shackles. Molly, you ever been...
I don't want to ask that question. Driven around Georgetown for a couple of hours until we all settled down.
I don't think I want to ask either Molly or Jennifer if they've ever been in handcuffs.
I haven't. I said I was not.
Well, Jen's been in handcuffs, but they were furry.
Well,
they were my own. Different.
Well, I didn't go there, Richie. Thanks for putting your foot in your mouth instead of in mine.
I was in handcuffs, but not on the back of the...
Okay. So, in order to put the proper light on this and then maybe move on, there was one other sort of wrinkle to this, because there are some people who listen to this program who think that I am very negative and anti-police. So,
you ever get to that assumption?
Listen, well, I don't think that's a fair assumption, frankly, and
really?
Neither should you.
Okay.
No. There is plenty of evidence that I say or suggest that there are good police and there are bad police. And there are some police departments that are well run and some that are not.
You do say that. You just never focus on the good police.
Well, the focus isn't on the good police in the sense when they do stuff like this, why would I focus on what's good when this is so bad? Why would I focus on something that doesn't need improvement instead of something that hopefully we can as a society agree upon that needs to be improved? I got an email from a gentleman named Mike Nyquist that I read a little bit earlier on, and he starts out, Richie, by saying, Doug, I just wanted to take the time to tell you your cast on the show is great. All right, everybody take a bow. Jennifer, take a bow. Molly, Kenny, Richie, take a bow.
No,
like
we can
him.
Do better.
And then, on the other hand, you, I find irrational and juvenile.
That's about right.
That's what I like about you.
Wait a minute. I didn't ask you to agree with this guy.
No, I like your juvenile side.
Right on all accounts, Mr. Nyquil.
Mr. Nyquil? Is his last name Nyquil?
No, his last name is Nyquist, but Nyquil maybe we can make that work too.
He's delicious.
Making rash generalizations about police is just as stupid as making generalizations about people who are the height of 5'8". Who in this room is 5'8"?
That'd me. Probably be you.
Yeah. You think he knew that, and that's why he said that was a slam, probably another slam
at me. Shot at you.
Taking another shot at me. Really? Well, at least he listens carefully anyway. I give him that. I appreciate that. Thank you, sir. I do not say he is...
I thought you were 5'9".
Suggested I lost an inch with my back problems.
Oh.
He said, have some respect. I do have respect for people who deserve respect. I have respect for you, sir, because you said what was on your mind. I may not agree with you, but I respect the fact that you took the time to send me an email to tell me that you think I'm a jerk. I don't have a problem with that.
He didn't say that, Dougie. He just...
He said juvenile.
Sometimes
irrational.
Critical of law enforcement.
We need to be critical of law enforcement. Law enforcement
sure, the
needs
ones that deserve it.
Yes, exactly.
But there's a lot of... And I've heard you say it. There are a lot of great people in law enforcement that deserve our applause.
Yeah. Why don't we give a round of applause to those who deserve it?
Yay. Follows that up with, but.
Well, because there is a but that's needed there.
I'm over because my brother's a cop, and he works
you are
in these neighborhoods.
Yes, you are.
But there are people who get into it for the wrong reasons.
Yes, there are a lot of people who get into it for the wrong reasons. You're right. Because, well, I don't want to rehash what we've said over and over again. I just think that it was interesting that he was that angry that he decided to take the time, and that's always flattering when somebody takes the time to, whatever they want, whatever you want to say, hey, help yourself, 888-302-3684, email doug@dougsteffen.com, give it your best shot, jennifer@dougsteffen, is it Jennifer or Jen? I forget what.
Jennifer.
Do we get molly@dougsteffen.com yet? Rich, Ken, dougsteffen.com.
Don't ask me, that's Bob's job.
I wouldn't want to ask you. How about anything?
You know what?
Richie?
I think it may be there by now because he put it into the tech staff the other day.
Coming up, a discussion of the FDA and your dietary supplementation, should you be on it. 15 past the hour. If you would like to take a risk-free challenge to whiten your teeth so you can have white teeth like Molly and Jennifer... I don't know about Richie's teeth. I didn't look at your teeth too much the last time I saw you. Your teeth white now?
I'll send you a picture.
Yeah, my teeth
are snarling, yellow, and drippy.
What about Jennifer? When we had lunch with Kenny, did you think his teeth were white?
Pearly white. Oh, gosh, yeah. Ken, you're blinding me.
Jennifer, you got a piece of in your teeth.
Right.
My friends at Power Swabs are giving you if you have a smile that needs some work, the teeth that are yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, you smoke, whatever it is. This, who's laughing? What's the big, what's the joke? What did I say that was funny? Somebody said
absolutely nothing.
Really? That's unfortunate.
Did you just hear me continue?
Okay, so 5 minutes. That's all I ask. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Try power swaps for 5 minutes. You'll see your teeth begin to whiten before your very eyes. And you use it more, they get whiter. It's a great deal. It's a wonderful deal, and it's a safe deal, because this is a product not available in drugstores. It doesn't have those little pearly things in them that whiten your teeth, but they also take your teeth enamel off. That's what the toothpaste said. Whiten your teeth fast. Yeah, you'll whiten your teeth, and then your teeth will fall out. Not the case with doctor-formulated power swabs. Call 800-281-6829. Think everybody will be calling right now? If you haven't been moved to call, call now for power swabs. 800-281-6829. Call now. Get a risk-free trial offer. This product is a tooth detergent, all natural, has a whitening agent in it that will not, like the strips you put in your mouth and the other goo that is very sensitive on your gums. Nah, you don't want that.
Those crushed strips, that chemical, I don't even want to know what's in that stuff.
No, you don't want to know what's in it. You do want to know that power swabs is safe, though. And it is effective. It works. 800-281-6829. Call now and tell them Doug Steffen wants you to have a great smile. 800-281-6829.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels too, till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them, we just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
Musicians, it's Guitar Center's spring clearance. Save huge on over $25 million in clearance here. Leftover special buys, demos, open box, warehouse finds, and more. Incredible price drops store-wide. $11 million in markdowns on guitars, amps, and effects. $14 million more in drums, keyboards, and decks. Massive savings on brands like Fender, Gibson, Yamaha, DW, Korg, Shure, and more. But remember, each location and GuitarCenter.com has its own selection, and it's first come, first served. Guitar Center's spring clearance kicks off now.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
I'm a carbon fiber 29er full suspension mountain bike. My owner and I are attached to the hip, literally. Or we were, until the apartment got robbed while he was at his vinyasa yoga class. And the burglar used me to make his getaway. My owner's gonna be uber bummed when he realizes I'm gone. I guess he'll have to find another way to get his daily dose of adrenaline. Maybe he can take up urban beekeeping.
Your stuff can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on renter's insurance. Renter's insurance will cover personal property loss or damage as well as provide liability protection. Visit Geico.com today.
So the poll today at DougSteffen.com over the weekend asks you to tell us what you think the most important talk radio item was of this past week. Yesterday's poll, why do you think there seem to be a growing number of bad stories about the police? Sort of in league with what we've been talking about here. 34% said the news media makes every minor incident into a huge ordeal. 29% of you said it always has been like this, but we have cameras on our phones, so we see it more. 22% said popular culture puts criminals in a good light and the police as the enemy. 8% said nobody has respect for police anymore. 7% said people think they are above, police think they are above the law. So those were the results of our poll on the police yesterday. Find and read more about it at DougSteffen.com. We'll talk about the FDA and your diet in the next half hour of Good Day.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Who let the dogs out?
Who?
I knew she'd do it.
Of course I would.
Who let the dogs out?
I'm going to make quick work of this, so if you want the prize, you better dial up quickly, 888-302-3684, because a little of this goes a long way. Here is the... By the way, we missed you earlier. We had a rap song as the song of the
Wonderful... Coolio.
What? It was Coolio, yeah.
Coolio, did you rap along?
You're asking me?
Yeah.
No, I was hoping you had, at least in spirit, rapped along.
Oh,
with us. All right, what was the song, Kenny? Do you remember the other day?
Gangsta's Paradise.
Right. You say Coolio, that's about it.
All right, well, he's the one who wondered. That was about it. That was the point. Okay, so who let the dogs out? Number one, during this week in 2000. My God, this thing's been around for 15 years. Woo! 888-302-3684. Tell us the name of this one-hit wonder group, and you'll get a CD with a bunch of one-hit wonder hits. Don't we have we got another trip to give away pretty soon, Richie? Seems to me.
Yeah, coming up. But it's not ready yet.
No. All right. Well, it's probably ready. We just don't know it's ready yet.
No, I checked the other day.
Oh, did you really? Yeah. Okay. All right. Good for you. So, who is this group originally called High Voltage?
Really?
This song, yeah. Who let the dogs out? Earned them several awards. You mean I'm telling you something you didn't know? My God.
I did not know they were called High Voltage.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Molly, did you know they were called High Voltage?
Yes, as of just moments ago.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I hope they run into some High Voltage.
You got to keep playing the song, Richie. All right. Several awards, a Grammy for the Best Dance Recording of the Year, a Nickelodeon Kids Choice Award as well. In 2012, AOL Radio ranked it as the number one most annoying record.
Yeah, I voted
of all time. It's, 4 seconds of it is enough.
Here we go. This is the best part. Ready?
I now remember why Charlotte used to get annoyed when she heard this, listening to Between the Lines.
Fighting the radio.
Yeah, right.
Everybody gets annoyed when they hear that.
Hi, this recording is played in stadiums during all kinds of sporting events, apparently. I don't remember hearing it in any event that I've been to, but...
Probably the dog pound, the Cleveland Browns.
The group has recorded several songs for Disney animation films. Got its biggest boost ever from being featured in Shrek. So does nobody know who these people are? Come on. I wanted to put this...
Come on, people. Don't disappoint me.
I don't want to keep playing this thing.
Such an easy one.
Yeah, it is.
All right, I'm done. All right. I can't do that anymore.
Okay, so then
can I go on the trip?
No. Yeah, no. Here's what we're going to do. I have yet... we have found a song that was number one during this week in 1969, and the group received a gold record for this song from Hair. So tell us who this is for the prize. CD with a bunch of one-hit wonders on it. This was the only single they ever had from a Broadway play. I can isolate it that way. Who is this? 888-302-3684. Come in from the cold and tell us who this is. Crank it up, Richie.
If you see my eyes, if you can, then my hair's too short.
What do you think? Nobody knows this either? We got a double loser.
Maybe they're the ones who let the dogs out.
I've never heard this one.
You haven't?
Another one? Here's another one-hit wonder. Hold on a minute.
Now everybody's confused. All right. So, in honor of Jennifer coming back and screwing everything up, you did what?
Here, let's try another one.
Nah. All right. So here's the answer to who let the dogs out. They were called the Baja Men. No relation to the Baja Marimba Band. And then the second group from here, the Cowsill Family, got their gold record for, this was their first gold record from their hit single, Hair, from the Broadway show. That was around the same time. How about that for info? It's 28 at the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, it's time to get the jump on fleas before they get the jump on your pets. If this is a scenario in your home where your dog is constantly scratching and you're starting to scratch, there are things you can do. As far as prevention goes, I found that fleas are much less likely to attack a dog or cat who's in good health and has a healthy skin and coat. Brushing your pet on a regular basis may be beneficial as well. And when it comes to treatment, you might want to speak to your veterinarian about treatment, but also, don't just go to the pet store and buy all the stuff on the shelf, because a lot of them are toxic. They have a lot of chemicals. Try to approach fleas in a natural way. And if you want to find out if your dog or cat has fleas, here's my test. Roll them around in a white towel. If you see specks on the white towel, put them on a wet paper towel. If they turn red, guess what? You have fleas. And I don't believe in flea collars for dogs or cats, but get a flea collar, cut it up, put it into your vacuum cleaner bag. So when you vacuum the house and you vacuum up those fleas and flea eggs, they're not going to get out and reinfest your pet or your home. I promise, that's the way to do it. I'm Warren Eckstein.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
We are the premier independent talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoins by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
I don't want too much from you. 33 after the hour. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington, taking advantage of my good nature. Let's see.
Yep.
Everybody's voice needs to somehow be clarified here. Well, Jennifer Horn, stand up and be counted, please.
Hello.
Molly Page, so we don't confuse your voice. Hello. Say something like you boot.
A boot?
Yeah, okay, there we go. Molly.
It's boot Friday.
It is. It's all about, we'll take full responsibility for today being Friday. Let's see here. Ken Kessler, let's hear how your voice is sounding today.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. We are here to talk about what's going around the world. How's that? There are...
It was fabulous.
I don't know what to say.
Because it wouldn't have been the same without it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Quiet down the peanut gallery there. There are, if you look at the list of stories this week on the Talk Radio Review, there are four items there that may attract your attention if you think the way I do. And if you don't think the way I do, let me help you out. Number one, the nuclear negotiations and problems with Iran. On one hand, we're trying to get them to, we're all trying to agree to not have nukes in Iran, right? Now, you may or may not have noticed that there's a little problem in Yemen this week. I'm expecting Jennifer to go, Yemen.
Yemen, I've heard about it.
Yeah, okay. So then, behind the scenes, the Saudis are bombing and they're trying to get this...
Don't forget my favorite group, the Houthis.
The Houthis, right. Yeah,
Houthi rebels.
Houthis. Are not happy
with... How do they even laugh? I mean, how do you, like, get mad at them? It's fun to say
Houthi, their name. You got some explaining to do.
Houthi.
I am Houthi.
All right. Hear me. That sounds like a bad guy from Star Wars, actually, doesn't it? When you get right down to it. be a
Hoosie? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so the point of my
it's actually my cousin with the list around watching here. Men in a Bar. He goes, who's he?
This blueberry came into a bar.
Who's he?
Have you who goes to Trader Joe's?
I do.
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Apple blueberry walked into a bar, right?
Yeah, the apple walked into a bar.
Yeah.
I think there's another, there's something else beside the apple and blueberry. There's something else. Will you stop interrupting me? I'm trying to make a point here.
Who's he?
Off the rails we go. The question about the Yemenis and the military action there, the nuclear situation with Iran, the drone strike that killed the Italian, the American hostage, the North Koreans with their nuclear stuff. Has it come to anybody's attention other than mine that we have a conspiracy here built around the sale, the manufacture and sale of weaponry that is keeping the military-industrial complex worldwide working overtime? And I don't say that facetiously. Most of the, there's a gun manufacturer in Grafton, Massachusetts called, this went out of my mind, two-name company, something Horton. Anyway, they work 7 days a week, two shifts, to manufacture the guns that go to the military.
Well, and they also have done a great job marketing.
Well, that's what I'm saying. There are weapon salespeople everywhere.
Yeah, yep. And this drone thing that we're going into, you know, it's like a video game. And I think it was interesting to watch President Obama call this operation that he's been taking on terrorists. And, you know, I applaud him. You know, I love the fact that he's going after terrorists. That's great. But to think you're operating a clean war, that's what these drone manufacturers are telling you. Oh, if you want a clean war, no boots on the ground, you can do everything from Iowa. I mean, no war is a clean war, as you saw when these hostages got knocked off the planet by these drones. But that's what they've rebranded it as. It's an easy way to clean. Fight a war. Yeah, right. Clean. Oh, but, yeah, nobody gets hurt except the bad guys.
In the main, at that moment, maybe that's true. But what does it do down the road for our safety, our security, the peace and the tranquility of the planet? Everything is in an uproar, and these people, because they're so busy selling all their armaments to everybody and anybody, are creating an atmosphere that is so toxic, that is so destructive. And you can say, well, what about the bad guys? Now, I want to know which comes first in this. Are we creating bad guys because we have so much weaponry, or are the weapons coming as a result of the fact that we have so many
bad guys because we give them billions of dollars for their oil and now they have money to attack us with?
Yep. So it's back to the oil guys.
It's a chicken and the egg.
Okay, well, but the oil guys, now, here's another one, Richie. I would challenge you to look at the board of directors of...
By the way, it's Smith & Wesson you're looking for.
No, it wasn't. It's Norton. Okay. It's something Norton.
Okay.
But it's a local manufacturer. But I know which Smith & Wesson is another big company, yes. So I would challenge you, look at the board of directors of the, maybe even banks, but big corporations, and then look at the board of directors of some of these companies that are manufacturing armaments and see if there isn't some kind of collusion there. I think it's food for thought. That's why I brought it up. Thank you very much, and let's move on. Loretta Lynch.
Oh.
In the news today?
We need her song.
Again? This has been a 5-month ordeal, but finally we can get rid of what's his face in
the longest swan song in history.
Oh,
good
my God.
Lord, get out of here. Air holder. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Loretta Lynch finally made it in yesterday. First black woman to become attorney general. I don't really care that she's black, and I don't care that she's a woman. I care that she's capable of doing the job, and that would be probably Charlotte would have, if she were still here, could have done a better job than Eric Holder. Without both of her eyes. Yeah, go ahead.
Because of this, they say she's a woman and she's black. Now, if she doesn't do a good job and you don't like her, it's because you don't like women.
Right.
Is that what it is?
If you don't like her, you're a woman hater.
Well, that's what the argument is if you ever criticize the president or Eric Holder.
Yeah. Racist.
Yeah, very racist.
The vote was 56-43, and so the dust-up is over. Okay, another name in the news from yesterday, David Petraeus, actually from yesterday, last week, last month, last year. So I said to you yesterday, I didn't didn't think he'd get any prison time. And guess who's right?
Yep.
I'm glad, though. You don't think he deserved to go to prison, do you?
Nope. I don't think any of these people deserve to go to
prison.
He did
a lot of good.
Yeah. It isn't even bad. What is he going to gain by going to prison? You're not going to get... You're going to fine him $100,000. And isn't that what he made from the book? Wasn't he a co-something or other of the book that woman was writing? Seems to me. Paula Broadwell. Remember her?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He was boom chicka booming her and was talking to her like people do when they boom chicka boom. And, you know.
Well, he handed over classified documents that he wasn't supposed to have in his possession when he left office and gave them to her, which he shouldn't have had. And that's where this whole thing stems from.
So why isn't she getting some sort of punishment?
She did not publish them.
Oh.
But, yeah, this could still be coming down. But so far, yeah, they were not in the book.
Okay. So there's, how do we do that in light of boom chicka boom?
Hmm?
How do you tell the story? Well, never mind, I don't want to do that. I want to...
Speak into my microphone.
No. Thank you very much. Okay, one of the disasters of the week. Disaster. Molly Page.
Yes.
Has the story of a suspected...
She's not a disaster.
What does that
mean? Rephrase the question.
Hey, Molly.
Hey. All of this discussion about war and terrorism and who shot who, you may or may not have followed the plight of this French terrorist.
Well,
was he a Frenchman? Or was
could
his...
have been horrible.
It could have been.
An Islamic extremist had an arsenal of loaded guns. Mm. He was going to open fire on churchgoers.
Right.
The only thing that saved them is that he accidentally shot himself and then called for an ambulance. 24-year-old computer science student. He was also suspected in the death of a young woman whose body was found on Sunday. Just ahead of his arrest, had been flagged as an at-risk person last year and earlier this year.
Really?
No specific reason to open a judicial investigation, though, that according to the interior minister. Mm. This was in Paris. They said he was Algerian, lived in France for several years.
All right, so Pierre, what's your take on this?
I shot myself.
Help,
help, company, somebody.
He sounds like Bob Dylan.
The French equivalent of Bob Dylan.
I shot myself.
Calm down, Pierre.
Oh, I shot myself. There goes your toe, Pierre.
Ooh. All right, time now for news from the Food and Drug Administration. Yesterday, they sent letters to the makers of the big dietary supplement companies, warning them that their products contain a synthetic stimulant that experts say is potentially dangerous. Agency's actions come weeks after pressure from some senators and researchers that come from HAVID. The FDA is slow to take action against these big companies. The stimulant is known as BMPEA, Bumpia. FDA discovered the chemical...
The official name, right?
In Bumpia, right.
Bumpia.
They've been studying this since 2013. Tested weight loss supplements that listed among their ingredients an obscure plant called a rigidula.
I had mine removed.
Really? Well, this is going to be with everybody else then. Anyway, this has been something that's been on the back burner. Now it's on the front burner. I would suggest to those of you who are on a diet program, we have any advertisers now that are dietary supplement programs, Richie? I don't think we do.
I don't think so. Yeah.
All right. So anyway, here's the deal, and I will give you myself as an example. All right. You don't mind if I use myself as an example?
Go ahead.
I have decided to change. I don't mean this facetiously, because I have, in the last few months, decided to change pretty much everything in my life. And one of the things that I've decided to do was, once and for all, create a different dietary reality for me. Not that I've eaten badly over the years, because I haven't. When I'm by myself, I tend to not eat as well as if I'm with somebody who cares about me and make sure that I eat better stuff. But one of the reasons I'm going on this crash weekend diet of pie and ice cream is because on Monday, I start a new dietary routine and a new exercise routine. And I met Sigmund, who's my trainer, yesterday. And he, if you saw him, you'd probably be scared. This guy is Sigmund. Yes, I'm going to use that name. It's not really his name, but we'll call him Sigmund for the purposes of this exercise routine.
I was going to say, that's why he had to become a trainer.
Yeah, really.
So, Sigmund.
Anyway.
So what is your new diet going to consist of?
It's going to consist of the same diet as my cows, pretty much. With
so you're going to be
grazing out in the back.
I'm going to be, yes, it's a grazing diet. No more of anything that I really like. Fish and
silage.
Lettuce. Right, exactly. And cod and spinach and whatever else I can get. But this will put me, I need to redo my body. And this is the only way to do it. Not going on a dietary program, Jenny Craig or any of these other things. It costs a lot of money. It's willpower. And I'm not holding myself up.
So are you going to be cranky next week?
Well,
why are you doing
write
this?
It down in our schedules.
Cranky?
Yeah, if you do a whole sugar thing over the weekend and then stop sugar.
Yeah. I will be,
you're
I probably will be miserable. You're right. Probably miserable for a few days. Sigmund starts with me on Monday, and that's the first day of me really doing this. So, yeah, I probably will be grumpy for a while.
Why?
So we'll write that
why
down.
Why will I be grumpy?
No, why are you going to do this?
Because I don't, I want to, I found out some things about my body that I didn't like in the last 3 or 4 weeks, and I want to fix it.
So somebody laid out a plan.
Yes.
And this fixes it.
Well, it goes a long way to fixing it. Plus, I'll look like I looked 30 years ago, maybe 40 years ago, and I want to do that too. I've played with it in and out for the last 10 years, but this is, I'm serious now.
Serious. Congratulations.
Thank you. All right. So, Richie,
the protein.
One of the reasons, well, that's a big,
fish.
That's the thing.
That's the
fish.
One thing, you're right.
Yeah, but there is, that's a very big focus of this diet. I have not had a lot of protein because I don't eat meat, and I don't eat poultry, and I told them I wouldn't. As part of the diet, forget it. If you think I'm going to eat poultry and meat, I'm not going to. Well, we can find ways of working around it, and so they have.
Did you find ways to work your sausage and bacon consumption there? No.
See, that's the problem with Jennifer. She knows me too well. Every once in a while,
you eat sausage and bacon.
I sneak a little sausage
what
and bacon.
He does,
nobody's
he
looking.
He's a pigitarian.
Right.
He gets you to order some bacon, and then he says, "Oh, I just can't have a slice of bacon."
Mm-hmm. Well, you know they have vegetarian bacon.
Yeah, right, they do.
Yeah, but it's not made out of real vegetarians.
No. But you see, Molly, you're the only one here.
It's not made out of real vegetarians.
I'm sorry, did I ruin your purity with Molly? Yeah. I'm sorry.
No, no. Well, see, Molly's the only one here who's never had a meal with me. And she hasn't had the fun of me reaching across the table and having just a little bite of whatever it is that's on your... But I don't think, Kenny, I didn't reach across the table to your breakfast, though, the other day, did I? I don't think I did.
You get a fork imprint in your finger.
Anyway, so, to go back to the Food and Drug Administration, this is much ado about nothing. It's the usual Food and Drug Administration 2 years later than whenever there was a problem. So I wouldn't be too concerned about it when you look at the headline this morning. Ah, Food and Drug Administration. If you're on one of the diet programs, just bring it to a halt, do some research, and go on your own diet plan.
And the Dr. Oz thing?
Yeah.
That you were talking about yesterday is kind of a thing. He did a whole show on it yesterday.
Did he?
And he's talking about his critics, the ones who, you know, want to hold him up as an example of what not to do.
Yeah.
A lot of them are getting backing from GMOs.
They are?
From Monsanto.
Of course
and
they are.
A lot of these people, specifically one of these doctors, Dr. Miller, is against labeling of GMOs. And
of
Dr. Oz is very much about labeling.
Let's get labels on everything.
Yeah.
I'm for Oz and I'm against those guys. They're all a bunch of you know what. All right, 11 before the hour and good day.
For 20 years, you've counted on Lumber Liquidators for the quality flooring you want at the low price you deserve. So we've lowered prices on some of our best hardwood floors. Why pay over $3 for laminate in big box stores? We've got solid, pre-finished hardwood from 99 cents. Want bamboo? We'll pay $2.39 for laminate that looks like bamboo. We've got the real thing for $1.49, plus 10% off Morningstar bamboo. More deals from 49 cents and 24-month special financing for beautiful, safe, and high-quality hardwood floors for less. See the experts today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
This is a MultiView special report brought to you by More Fitness and Shape magazines. Thousands of women packed New York City's Central Park on Sunday, April 19th to run the 12th annual More Fitness Shape Women's Half Marathon, a New York Roadrunners event. In celebration of Earth Day, More Fitness and Shape magazines kicked off the race by raising awareness for the importance of sustainability and recognizing women making a difference in this field. Natalie Morales and Erica Hill of NBC's Today hosted and ran the race, and Olympian Dina Castor competed for the third consecutive year. Elizabeth Goodman, artist, editor-in-chief, Shape Magazine.
It was a joy to share in the accomplishments of the thousands of women from all over the world who came to Central Park for one common cause, to take charge of their fitness goals and become a better version of themselves.
For more information, please visit morefitnesshalf.com. That's morefitnesshalf.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Right now is the time to jumpstart your health with a new 30% discount from InfoWarsHealth.com. Secure the all-new Tangy Tangerine 2.0 with certified organic ingredients that are non-GMO and better tasting than ever. For an exclusive 30% off discount when you sign up at InfoWarsHealth.com. That's 30% off retail when you become a distributor at InfoWarsHealth.com. You've heard me talk about Tangy Tangerine for years now, and you've heard others talk about what it's done for them. Take the challenge. Try it for the first time. Or even reorder your Tangy Tangerine and other great longevity products like Pollen Burst or the Alex Pack, all for 30% off when you visit InfoWarsHealth.com. This is a fantastic opportunity to be able to try out the hundreds of amazing products at InfoWarsHealth.com and get 30% off on products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0. Visit InfoWarsHealth.com to get started today. You can also sign up for AutoShip and get free shipping. 30% off and free shipping. It's all available exclusively at InfoWarsHealth.com today.
There was 57 channels in another night.
All right, time now for an overview of what's going on in television this week, because Jennifer's been gone. We'll let her loose. There are all kinds of stories. I might lead you a little, Jen.
No, help from I'm ready to go.
Really?
Come on.
Are you really? All right, yeah. Television in the focus in a moment here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online at 627.15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store.staples.com/signs for details.
This is Larry King from The Throne. I have on the line with me Judy Edwards, who invented the miraculous small toilet stool, Squatty Potty. Judy, first I have to say I love my Squatty Potty. Tell us the circumstances behind Squatty Potty's creation.
Well, Larry, for years I suffered from constipation and hemorrhoids. We discovered that straining is a big part of so many colon and rectal issues. Proper toilet posture can greatly improve these conditions, so that's when we came up with the idea of the Squatty Potty.
I have to admit, when I first heard the name, I chuckled, but it's no laughing matter. Aren't some of these ailments a direct consequence of sitting on the modern Western toilets?
Yes, they are, because our bodies are designed to squat. The Squatty Potty aligns your body in the correct natural posture, and the Squatty Potty is safe and recommended by many doctors.
Give your mom something she can really use for Mother's Day. Give her a Squatty Potty. Squatty Potty is now available nationwide at all Bed Bath & Beyond stores. Or for the best deal, go to SquattyPotty.com and use the code Doug, and for a limited time, receive 15% off your entire order. Go to SquattyPotty.com.
Take it from the king. See why people love their Squatty Potty and experience relief. Go to SquattyPotty.com.
Take it from the king.
Oh, Larry King.
Hi. That's not the television news we were thinking would be reported here. Orange is the New Black has a new season. What's the story, Jennifer?
Orange is the New Black is very, very popular, and the series creator told Time magazine at the Time 100 Gala that the new season of Orange is the New Black will feature a Martha Stewart-inspired character. Ho-ho! She wouldn't say who would be playing the character, but only that she'll be Southern on the show. Wouldn't it be great to actually get Martha on the show? That's get tongues wagging. The choice to include a Stewart-like inmate made sense when considering the source material on the upcoming season. So it'll be interesting to see who plays her and how that all unfolds. Orange is the New Black season 3 premieres June 12th on Netflix. But of course, Dougie, big TV news.
That.
Two big stories today.
Punk is back.
What?
Punk is back.
No, okay, we'll get to that. But first big story tonight, set your DVR because Diane Sawyer is interviewing Bruce Jenner tonight. That's
really? What about the death of Dr. McGreevy?
Yeah, and this is crazy. I haven't watched Grey's Anatomy in a couple of years, but I was on social media last night and people were going bananas. Patrick Dempsey leaves Grey's Anatomy. He got Dempsey'd.
In a body bag.
They killed him off, so there's just no happy for Meredith Grey on the show. He had a car accident and died, and people were like in the fetal position on social media crying their eyes out over this twist in the storyline. It's big news.
He'd be a hot zombie, though.
Is the show coming to an end?
No, not yet, but it probably will. I would imagine
if they kill him off, you got to think it.
All right, so where is he going? What's up next for him?
You know, this actually revitalized his career. You know, he was kind of an 80s movie star, and then he got Grey's Anatomy, and he's back in the focus again. I'm sure he'll get another series.
Right.
But next week will be
you
the
really
big
think
season
Molly,
finale.
Wait, hold on a minute. Molly and Jennifer, you both think he's that good-looking?
He's attractive, yes. Yeah, I liked McSteamy better than McDreamy, though.
Yeah. Molly?
Yeah, how can you argue with that?
I could argue with
that. Everything's in the right place.
Really?
He's got that little sheepish, you know, hairdo.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah, he's cute. Yeah.
All right, David Letterman gets a big
David
deal.
David Letterman getting ready to leave. But before he does, he's going to be honored with a 90-minute career retrospective and clip show. It'll be called David Letterman, A Life on Television. Go figure. Mm. It'll be set to air May 4th at 9:30 p.m. on CBS. This is according to The Hollywood Reporter. Ray Romano will host the special, which chronicles his big career from his time as an Indiana weatherman all the way to being a budding stand-up comedian to a late-night talk legend. It will feature highlights from The Late Show and his famous interviews and segments like The Top 10 List and Stupid Human Tricks.
So
the final episode of The Late Show, by the way, airs May 20th.
How many people know that he was the weatherman and what's-her-face was the anchor, Jane Pauley, in the Indianapolis television station they started?
Wow, big stars in Indiana.
Yes, right. All right, what about Netflix?
Should we do the sad news? Ray Romano. Speaking of Ray Romano, everybody loves Raymond. The kid, twins on the show. One of them took his own life. What I didn't realize is that the twins obviously were part of the same family, and the older child on Everybody Loves Raymond all were related, and the announcement was made by his older sister that he had taken his own life. Very sad.
It's not sad.
19 years old.
It's really selfish, actually.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.